May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, today, 100 years ago, the guns fell silent. World War I had come to an end. It had been called the war to end all wars then, and it still is referred to as that. Although sadly in our time there are some 54 wars going on at the moment throughout the world. And the 20th century had become and begun really optimistically. There was a tremendous growth in trade, interaction between the nations. A lot of the royal families were related to each other. Communications had improved greatly, and there had been peace conferences, giving people confidence and assurance that peace would prevail. Instead, the war to end all wars, which was costly in so many terrible, terrible ways. The loss of millions, the loss of potential, those lives snuffed out forever, those who loved them, their lives devastated forever. Sorrow, waste, loss, lives devastated. Death, of course, is tragic to many. You remember last week, the death of Lazarus, Jesus' friend, probably his age. Lazarus, his friend, the only friend really mentioned in the Bible as the friend of Jesus. Him and his sisters, Martha and Mary. Lazarus had died and Jesus wasn't there. How many of us, when somebody dear to us dies, feel guilty? Maybe I should have done more. I couldn't get there. I hope he or she knew how much I loved them. These things torture us. And they tortured Jesus when his friend died. His opponents in the crowd, of course, tried to annoy him and upset him. He wasn't even here. He was off healing blind people and dumb and deaf people. And yet his friend has died. Why couldn't he have been here? A very human feeling Jesus, the man, must have had when that was leveled against him. We're told in rather clunky translation, Jesus began to weep, or Jesus wept. In fact, in the original text, the expression of Jesus weeping in that way was he was racked with the most visceral grief that anybody you can relate to would feel when somebody dear to them has died. Jesus was racked with sorrow. Think how many millions of people were racked with sorrow because of the First World War, the war to end all wars. Written about so eloquently by the war poets, Wilfred Owen, poem here in this week's bulletin. Imagine his mother Susan that day when in her village in England she hears the church bells ringing out, announcing the armistice. All warfare has ceased, the guns have been silenced. And as the bells are ringing, the man arrived with the telegram, "Your son has died." That raw grief that many of us will have experienced. Well, we can't change the past, but we are responsible for how we remember it. And that must be with compassion and, above all, with honesty. Because by doing so, it will help us shape the future. If 100 years ago that war was to end all wars, What does that tell us, that 100 years later there are 54 wars going on right at this moment? We, of course, honour those who gave their all 100 years ago in celebration of them now, and also those who serve us today, risking their lives also for us, for you and for me, for civilization and for freedom. What's our responsibility as Christians? Well, it must be that we must go forward with wisdom and learn from the terrible price paid by so many. We as Christians must be agents and upholders of reconciliation to ensure that something on that level never happens again. Because to be sure, war is evil. And evil in today's world lies in not helping the vulnerable. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." So may we, here today, wherever we live, wherever we come from, be blessed as peacemakers in our homes, in our lives, in our workplaces, in every human interaction that we make. Conflict starts in people's hearts, in the hearts of humans like you and me. But it's our responsibility to cultivate a reconciling spirit through the teaching of Jesus, which was quite simple. He advocated love, joy, and peace. And here, let's listen again to the words of St. John in the book of Revelation. "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And in the gospel today, remember, the tomb was empty. With the reading of the story of Lazarus, there was a body that came back to life. Lazarus came back from the tomb. His loved one saw him resurrected. In the reading for today, the tomb was empty. There was no evidence. But what the people were asked to hold on to, as we are asked to hold on to, was faith. Faith being hope, without proof, but hope. And that's why in the funeral service, think of the millions of funeral services there must have been at that time. We speak of sure and certain hope of resurrection. And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new. Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Amen. Amen.